Good morning and welcome to Cat Latte. Chuck Meether here with you, and it is good to have a seat here at the Kirkside Cafe. On the breakfast menu, we have from Lord's Day 7, number 21, What is True Faith? And we considered this last week, and so this morning we're just going to take another little bit of a piece off of this answer. Again, what is true faith? True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word, but also a hearty trust, which the Holy Ghost works in me by the gospel. And not only to others, but to me also, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. So as I mentioned on Friday, we're going to be here a while, and we looked at the first parts of this answer, but now we're looking at the part where it says, which the Holy Ghost works in me by the gospel. We'll take the first part of that, which the Holy Ghost. Paul writes to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 4:13, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak. And then later Philippians 1:19 and 20, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. So we are talking about walking in that faith by the one Spirit. We have the same spirit of faith because of the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We don't try to figure out this faith ourselves, friends. There's been that disturbing thought that we have to come to understand this faith on our own, that we have to somehow arrive at it. And maybe we'll have that initial spiritual conversion, but after that, we're left to ourselves. And this is patently untrue. We'll see more tomorrow how this hearty trust, which is the critical component of true faith, is worked by the Holy Spirit, by the gospel. There is also the idea that the Spirit works outside of the gospel, as if the gospel is just one of many tools available to the Holy Spirit. In other words, He doesn't necessarily need to go to God's Word in order to work faith in man. And this is most disturbing because the Spirit works that hearty trust in us by the gospel, not apart from the gospel, not with a little help from the gospel. Dear friends, the gospel is the good news. And it is that good news whereby the Holy Spirit, who resides in us, makes that known to us. And we'll get into that more in the days to come. But be assured, you don't separate Jesus the Word from Jesus the Spirit. The Spirit makes the Word known to us. That's His special operation. And it is from that operation that we have the true faith. All other false faiths are man-driven. Our one only true and living faith is spirit-driven.